Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Yesterday on the show, I made mention about Central West vaccination rates. Look, it's looking good. We're all moving in the right direction, but I thought we'd get some more insight. And the Honourable Sam Farraway, MLC for the seat of Orange, is with me. How are you, Sam?
Good morning. How are you, Neil?
Very well, thank you. Look, it's looking pretty good. We're getting there.
No, it is. It's some impressive numbers now, impressive stats, and a huge shout-out to Bathurst and Orange. Like, the people that have come out to be vaccinated through the ADF walk-in clinic, it has been very impressive. But right across the Central West, Neil, we're getting there. We're on the trajectory. We will make the target that the Premier has set. Obviously, we have the majority of LGAs over 80% now, first dose, and only three under 80%, but, you know, on their way to almost 80% as well. So it's going to be all about the second dose, your second Pfizer or second AstraZeneca dose. Obviously, the ADF clinic will return in approximately three and a half weeks to roll that out for those that had the Pfizer shot. So we should be able to meet those targets middle of October to open up.
Okay, pick one. Let's say Orange. Why not? 85.3% have received their first dose. 46.4% have received both doses. You would then think that 46.4% will convert to 85.3% of the population.
Yes. Well, my view is the fact that you've got your first dose rate that high, the community are wanting to be a part of the solution, and they've got their first dose that they now need to pencil in when they have some more details. Their second dose, as I said earlier, if they had Pfizer through the clinic, they will be contacted by the LHD and with the ADF to give them a time slot when that time comes to come and have their second shot. So they won't need to line up like they went through the first process. They'll actually be given a time frame within an hour or a couple of hours of when they need to turn up to have their second shot. So because they have all that data and because they know how many second shots to administer, it'll be pretty organised. Those with AstraZeneca, it's obviously, you know, 4 to 6 weeks you can have your second shot. We've got the health hub, we've got the GP network, we've got the pharmacists, and a big shout out to Hogan's Pharmacy as well, who have done a fantastic job working in conjunction with the Pfizer clinic and the health hub over the last week. So congratulations to them as well. But yeah, no, we're everyone is wanting to be a part of the solution. We're all sick of lockdown, myself included, but we need to get that second dose vaccination rate, obviously 70% and above, and then we're in line with the state plan and the roadmap to get out of this.
All right, now the Premier has outlined her roadmap. Once we hit, is it 70 or 80%? What's this figure where we can see some of these restrictions ease?
Well, it's 70%. So at 70% across the state, we will see the roadmap really enacted or implemented and the opening up of the state, essentially. So there will be more restrictions eased at 80%. And an example to use there is community sport won't be lifted or won't be activated essentially in the community until we get to 80%.
Right.
But the reality is that once we get to 70%, there is nothing stopping obviously more vaccination in the process. Now the GP network is getting more Pfizer over the course of the next few weeks. Moderna will come online for kids and also those that want Pfizer and as an alternative. That'll be rolled out through the pharmacy network. You've had the LHD health hubs in like places like Bathurst, Orange, Dubbo, still doing a couple hundred people a day even now. So even once we get to 70%, doesn't mean it just stops. I think the trajectory will continue to go. This is, and as we've spoken about before, Neil, you know, the government, you know, they procure a vaccine, they make it available. This is what the government can do. This is what will give people the maximum protection. This will allow business to get back to doing business. It will allow kids to go back to school. And for me, you know, with summer approaching and Christmas, I'm optimistic because I really want to see the lockdowns lifted, some normality in life for us all, but also to allow families and communities to plan a Christmas and to plan some family time, because I think after the last few months, everyone needs it.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm with Sam Farraway from the state government, mate. I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for keeping us updated here at Triple M.
Thanks, Neil.